This unit of Component 11, Configuring the EHR, focuses on system implementation in the electronic health record lifecycle. In Component 11, Unit 1-1, the focus was on the user needs assessment, prototype development, and system selection. In this part of the unit, we will focus on system implementation. System implementation needs to address both the technological aspects and human resource aspects in order to be successful. It sounds obvious to say that we need to determine the readiness of an organization before the implementation, but what does readiness mean? In order to be ready for a new system, the human-technological interaction is taken into consideration. Involving the users during the planning of the implementation is essential. Whenever possible, let the users contribute to the process. When change occurs, there needs to be a plan in place for the new development of the organization. The practice of organization development, or OD, includes setting goals to improve the effectiveness of the change. Gary McLean, author of Organization Development, Principles, Processes, and Performance, notes that the target of change is the whole organization. The major focus of OD is on the total system and its interdependent parts. OD uses a collaborative approach that involves those affected by the change in the process. It is an education-based program designed to develop values, attitudes, norms, and management practices that result in a healthy organization climate that rewards healthy behavior. OD is driven by humanistic values. It is guided by a change agent, change team, or line management. In healthcare, humanistic values are important. In such a large change as the implementation of the EHR, being purposefully aware of the human resources is important. Employees will be more likely to feel ready for an implementation if there is ample time to learn the system. So train, retrain, and train again. Take time to discuss with others who have gone live what would have been helpful during training, and consider adding the suggestions to the training sessions. Experienced trainers of implementing an EHR consistently advise that early discussion of the change with users is essential. While training prior to the implementation is expected, don't forget to plan for post-implementation retraining. We know from experience that implementation of change does not always go as expected. Tell personnel that there will be unexpected glitches. It is normal for things to go right as well as wrong. Providing appropriate IT and on-site system software support is mandatory during implementation. Although the support during the first few weeks may be 24/7, as time goes on, this will decrease. But where there is 24/7 clinical care occurring, there needs to be 24/7 technical training support available as well. This slide continues the discussion of system implementation. Managers, as well as daily users, need to understand the system. Those that champion a new system may become more technically savvy than others. These super users play an important part in encouraging others to embrace the change and further understand the use of the system. Finding rewards for the super users by recognizing their efforts is important to morale. We have mentioned 24/7 support to troubleshoot during Go Live. It is essential to continue the momentum after Go Live. Developing ongoing training for users is important. Training during the maintenance of a system provides reassurance and consistency of work. It provides a way to improve the quality of the use of the system. Much of the organization development is about the cooperation of all users. Developing a culture of acceptance, gaining buy-in by as many personnel as possible, should be a major goal during implementation and maintenance of a system. In summary, those taking leadership during the implementation of the EHR must assess the organizational culture for readiness to go live. Champions of the system must continue to take the lead in encouraging others during the implementation stage. Those implementing the system must verbally and in written correspondence with employees recognize that change can be a difficult process for individuals. Finally, ongoing communication must be an open and inclusive way to include all users. The next several slides will provide a more in-depth discussion of the human-technology interaction during the change process. The body of knowledge of organizational behavior has begun serious study of the human-technology interaction during the movement of change. The following questions and their answers can provide a way to break down the planning of the dramatic changes of implementing an EHR. Who will lead the process of change management? What will be the components of the change management program? When will the program be implemented? Consider the beginning of the process, during the implementation, and during assessment. Where and in what ways will the discussion about change take place? Why is it necessary to develop a change management program? How will the program become operational? When change occurs on a large scale, a change management program is often led by the Human Resource Management Department staff or an education team of clinicians and staff who are champions of the change. If there is no identified key person, the EHR project team needs to develop a program for the organization or hire an outside consultant to do this work. If a consultant is needed, someone with organizational development experience would be a good choice for this work. The bottom line, though, is not underestimating human resource issues related to change management. If you take the users for granted and do not address the emotional concerns of workers, you may find that work slowdown or sabotage can occur. Ignoring basic human fear of change can lead to failure of ongoing system use. The components of the change management program will focus on the human resources. Include topics on the difficulty of change, the emotional side of change, creating buy-in, encouraging super users, and recognizing that change takes time. Studies about change tell us over and over that change is difficult and that there is an emotional side of change that needs to be reckoned with. Lorenzi tells us, a fast track to project failure involves lack of planning for the emotional side of change. The technically best system may be woefully inadequate if its implementation is resisted by people who have low psychological ownership in that system. On the other hand, people with high ownership can make a technically mediocre system function fairly well. So creating buy-in through skilled champions and super users is needed. It is important to recognize through ongoing communication that leadership knows that emotions that go with change will continue until the new way of doing work is understood more completely and is more accepted by workers. There is no easy fix or common timetable. The culture of the organization determines the completion of the process. A change management program begins with an assessment of knowledge and attitudes of the users. As prototypes are reviewed, include users in analyzing potential software. As the decisions about the selection of the EHR are happening, include all appropriate employees in the changes that are anticipated. Waiting until implementation is too late. Once you have implemented an EHR, it is important to reassess needs of the users to assure that the process will continue to run smoothly. Each organization will have a history of how changes have occurred in the past. Reflecting on the history may provide information for the current change. The types of communication that have worked in the past may still work. Looking at what did work in the past and incorporating new ideas are beneficial to the process. Positive activities to discuss the implementation go a long way in assuring success. One idea may be to develop a regular newsletter that informs employees of where and how the process is going. Special articles on the importance of a learning organization could be included. Be sure to discuss expectations for positive attitudes, and remember to acknowledge that emotional and workflow issues are to be expected. It is necessary to develop a change management program in order to keep everyone motivated during the process. Employees who have been with the organization for a while will know the history of how well change has been implemented. New employees will have unknown expectations. So the needs of assessment on attitudes will be helpful to the leaders of the change management program. Employees play a key part in the success or failure of a system. Listening to their concerns, confronting their fears, engaging their collaboration, and rewarding their efforts is important to the process. Respect is necessary to develop change. Engaging users in the process of change will show respect for them as individuals and is necessary for positive change. One author has suggested, a baseline level of respect between project players can hasten the comfort level of multidiscipline, multi-business unit project teams who have seldom worked side by side. Individuals need to feel respect, regardless of what role they play in the organization or in an automation project. Abdelhak. The migration project team needs to keep in focus that this is a time to level the playing field, and that if respect is shown at the team level, it will spill over into the organization. Lack of respect can cause unnecessary slowdown and sabotage, which can cause financial loss. We all get used to patterns of completing a task. When change occurs, the patterns of completing a task change. It is essential to understand how a facility operates prior to making changes. If there are inefficient operations occurring in a paper environment, you want to improve the process when making the change to an electronic system. Users will want to know how the patterns of their work will change. An independent person or team should evaluate the current workflow and provide feedback to the users on how it might change. The person or team should be trained in workflow analysis. If you are assessing a clinical nursing station, having a trained nurse or health unit coordinator as a part of the team would help with the process. If they are respected within the facility, it will ease the process. How and when will workflow analysis be conducted? It is important to conduct the workflow analysis as soon as you know an implementation will occur. This means months in advance. This provides ample opportunity to understand and prepare for changes in a work area. You may need to order new equipment, provide cable connections, and plan for unusual situations and specialized work areas. Involve the users in the workflow analysis. Engage the users during the process, asking step-by-step questions about workflow. This may mean following them around, taking notes, and drawing the workstation area to fully comprehend the process. Follow through by showing users the workflow analysis report. The users should validate what was analyzed and clarify any mistakes on the part of the review team. The report should then be adjusted accordingly. Once the workflow analysis is complete and accurate, it is used for the planning of the change in the workstation, setting up new equipment, and developing the training for the implementation. Leaders are responsible for managing human resources. As an organization changes, leadership at all levels continues to be responsible for its human resources. The mission, vision, and values of a healthcare organization continue to focus on protecting patient confidentiality, protecting the integrity of the patient data, and improving the quality of patient care. Leaders in the organization, management, supervisors, or super users are responsible for continuing to create the cultural framework for the organization. If we remember that the users, our human resources, are a part of the implementation and not just the receivers of a new system, there will be more collaboration. If leaders are positive, there's a better chance that the users will be as well. The perception of users that they are a part of the process is paramount to success, as it will create the likelihood of better outcomes by bridging misunderstandings. Talking with one another, using the same language, vocabulary, is important. When change is occurring, we need to make sure that we are all talking the same language. Specialty areas may have jargon that is different from one another. Clarify buzzwords and ask for clarification when information technology specialists or vendors use technical terms. This will help in the development of tools for explaining technical language. Consider these basic rules relating to speaking in the same language vocabulary. Set ground rules that there are no stupid questions. Encourage asking for interpretation of unknown words. Be sensitive to level of knowledge in each other's areas. Develop a system to restate what you understand. I would like to restate the technical information in my own terms to make sure I understand what you said. The more we understand each other, the better chance for success in the implementation process. This ends Component 11, Unit 1-2.